We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, I want to begin a series of Sunday calls to worship from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, one of the most familiar passages from the book of Ecclesiastes, yet I think probably the least understood. Verse 1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Now, God clearly tells us there that there are going to be seasons of life. There are going to be changes that come in the seasons of life. He gives the first one in verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die. And what is unique about those two things? You don't control it. You don't control it. You didn't have anything to do with your birth. And it's very likely that you'll have nothing to do with your death. You don't know the date, nor the hour, nor the time that that's going to take place. Ryan Anthony is the principal trumpeter for the Dallas Philharmonic Orchestra. I've followed him over the past 5 years. He used to be the principal trumpeter for the Canadian Brass, and just known for his unbelievable ability to be able to do very difficult trumpeter-type work. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's effortless with him. Screaming at the upper high notes on the trumpeter's lullaby to the bugler's trumpeter's, I forget the name of the piece that he does, but just unbelievable scaling and so forth like that. And he was going places. He was in the Canadian Brass. He was in the Dallas Philharmonic. And 5 years ago, he was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. And they interviewed him recently. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He's still playing his horn. And he was sitting there in the, he was in his trumpeter seat. They had the full orchestra there. Nobody was there but him. They were interviewing him, a Dallas TV station. And he was sitting there and he said, "There's one song that I haven't been called upon to play yet." And the reporter said, "Well, what is that?" He says, "Brahms' Funeral March." He says, "I've asked that they not have me play that." And they said, "Well, why do you think that?" He said, "Because I have a death sentence." And there he talked about, he said, "I was going places. I was in the Canadian Brass. You can't get any higher than that as a trumpet player." On his website, he has posted the videos of him when he was 14 years old and he won this trumpeter's contest. It was a national contest. He won it at 14 and he was playing the Carnival of Venice, and he played it flawlessly at 14. Just incredible. I watched it, and I said, "Lord, if I could ever just get two notes on Carnival of Venice, I'd be happy." Just unbelievable. And then it showed videos in his 20s in competitions and stuff, playing some of the hardest trumpet music there is. He says, "I live every day with a death sentence, and there's nothing I can do about it." He said, "The doctors are doing the best that they can in Houston." He said, "I oftentimes, when I'm playing, you'll see me slip out of the orchestra." And he said, "I have to go and I have to vomit." And he said, "I'll work my way back in and I'll finish the program or whatever, but that's what's happening with me. I stay very, very sick." And he said, "Did I choose this?" "No." And then he said this, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." I don't know whether he's a Christian or not. But he's come to understand something that most people never come to understand. And that is, you don't choose your beginning and you don't choose your end, and you don't control the seasons of your life. Knowing that means that you come to the place, "All right, I know I can't control it, therefore I better do what God says I ought to do because He's in control." And when I come to that place, then God can help me. I hope that as we progress through these various things here about the seasons of life, that we'll learn some lessons from God's Word about timing, about knowing the seasons of life and understanding that since I don't know and I'm not in control of certain things, then I need to know the one who is in control of all things. Do I hear an amen? If I don't know Him, then I will just be prey for the devil. I'll just be prey. But if I know the one who knows the beginning from the end, the Alpha and Omega, if I know Him, then I'll be all right. And I couldn't help as I watched this news clip about Ryan Anthony. I try to follow some of the famous trumpet players and so forth. And I've watched him for 5 years progress from this big man with a trumpet. I mean, just unbelievable high notes and stuff to having lost so much weight and struggling to make it through one performance of the Dallas Philharmonic. Just trying to make it through one performance without having to leave and having to slip out. He came to the place, he realized, I can't control this. I have no choice in this matter. But I pray for him that he'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because if he's in Jesus Christ, he's what? He's all right. May God help us to see the truths about time and eternity, and that Jesus Christ controls both. And to know Him is the most important decision that you'll ever make. Is to know Him and to walk with Him and to know His strength and His comfort and His grace, and you can face whatever comes in life if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.